Rambam in the Mora paints the following image. For at least some people in this room, this sort of happened over the course of a Chol Moed trip. Fellows hiking. An afternoon forest in the, on a bright, sunny day is a lovely thing. If you lose track of time, or you lose track of your direction, and the sun starts to set, and the storm clouds start to roll in, not so exciting to be out in the forest. It starts to get darker, and it starts to get stormier, and you begin to lose track of where you are, and even which way you're facing. And then the rain really starts to come down, and you hear thunder in the distance, and you're not really sure what to do, which way to, you're never sure which way is forward, whether to go forward is getting you closer to civilization or is just pushing you deeper into the wilderness. Then there's a crack of lightning, which is frightening, but also both literally and figuratively very enlightening, because for that split second, everything is clear as day. Laila kayom yoyim. And in that fraction of a second of brilliant light of the lightning bolt, you see for the moment exactly where you are, exactly which way you're facing. It doesn't get you out of the forest then. To be more precise, you're not out of the forest by the time the lightning is done. You don't hike out of the forest in a fraction of a second. But the clarity you get from that fraction of a second of light, a sense of where I am, which way I'm facing, a plan for how I'm going to get out, that happens in, that's the next 20 minutes of successfully hiking out of the forest in the storm will be powered and enabled by that split second of incredible clarity. That is probably the answer to the obvious kasha that should trouble a thoughtful Oved Hashem in the days that follow Yom Tov. And not just Yom Tov, and Mamish, we've been at it for how many days we've been saying Davar Hashem Revishi? Right? We've been at it for almost two whole months. Elul Aseres Mechu, the 40 days of Moshe Rabbeinu's Har Sinai, all the way through into Sukkos, and Shmi Atzeres, and Simchas Torah. And if you're a thoughtful, serious Oved Hashem, you can ask yourself perennially, what does Kadosh Baruch Hu want of me? What does Kadosh Baruch Hu want me to accomplish? And specifically, what am I supposed to make of the 6-7 weeks of very, hopefully very pleasant memories and uplifting moments as a serious, focused, ambitious Oved Hashem? So there is a line, a Yiddish line, that's something some of you have heard from me more than once, that there are different versions of it, but the way I heard it, the name of Rav Huttner, who was the founding Rosh Yeshiva of Chaim Berlin, Nish Nachi Yantav Avek, Nor Nachi Yantav Arayim. That when a Yantav is over, a Jew's attitude can't be another Yantav Avek, another Yantav gone by, but instead it has, the perspective needs to be another Yantav gone in. Nachi Yantav Arayim. We move, for the calendar ticks forward, and the clock ticks forward, and we're no longer in Aseres Mechuva, we're no longer in Chol Hamoed, we're no longer in Simchas Torah, but Aseres Mechuva and Chol Hamoed, Simchas Torah can be very much within us. If it didn't just something that's a nice events that sort of flew over my shoulder, now they're in the rearview mirror, but something that went through me and that changes who I am, even as I move into Cheshvan and Kislev and Teves and so on and so forth. But if it leaves a permanent roshem, so then we have been very successful at our Yom Tov. Now the question is, this is very nice, nice idea. I'd love to absorb the Yom Tov, but how? So Kadosh Baruch Hu, as the Ramban writes so poetically, in Mitzvah Seh Tezvav, in the Hashmatzos to Sefer HaMitzvos, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us an incredible gift. An incredible gift that allows us and enables us to touch the richness of life, and that is the gift of the guidance of Torah. So what I do right now for today, for today only, to dive into the sugya in a substantive, serious way, to roll up our sleeves, and through working on the sugya of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, come to appreciation of Simchas Yontif in general, Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah in particular, and look with fresh and hopefully more sophisticated eyes at a very important transition in the Rambam that speaks to both in Lamdus and Lamaisa how you leverage the Simcha and insight of Yontif into everyday Avodas Hashem. It's something the Rambam addresses directly and in the closing halacha of this season, the closing halacha of Hilchas Shofar Sukkah V'Lulav. It's a nice Rambam to look at in a vacuum, but it's a far richer Rambam to look at in context of a larger sugya. So here are the Maamar Kamos.